It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, November 30th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Online retailers made a big push yesterday on Cyber Monday, a web complement to Black Friday. But here's the thing. If you shop at a physical store, you can leave. And that's it. Shop an online store, and the store might track you, follow you out the door, climb in your car, so to speak. Online advertisers want to find out where you go, what you like, so they can serve you directed ads. A lot of people think that's a huge privacy violation. This Thursday, a House subcommittee headed by Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush will discuss legislation to create a do not track list for websites.
This is one of the very few bipartisan technology legislative issues.
Cecilia Kang is a technology reporter with The Washington Post. She says legislation stands a good shot.
Republicans and Democrats see privacy as an issue that cuts across both parties. The web giants like Google and Facebook and Yahoo and Microsoft and advertisers, they don't want any legislation at all, really. But if there is going to be legislation, which seems to be in the offing, they want something that really balances a self-regulatory approach to just hardline regulations.
So you're saying that there might be some legs to this after the Republicans take over the House?
That's what it certainly seems like. There are at least two bills in motion right now, three total, that really deal with privacy. There isn't a specific legislation that deals with this do not track idea, but you might see something like that attached to one of the bills already in play. So this does have some legs. I think when after the lame duck and going into the new Congress, you're going to see some real interest in moving forward with some sort of a policy.
So what might a do not track system look like? Jonathan Mayer is with the Stanford Center for Internet and Society and one of the people behind donottrack.us, a project to develop a way to opt out. He says its name comes from the Do Not Call list, but it works differently.
The Do Not Call list is based on phone numbers, but there's no real equivalent to that on the Internet. So Do Not Track instead works by every time your web browser requests some content on your behalf. It makes what's called an HTTP request. And in fact, it makes a series of these requests. And these are just requests for content saying, give me the code for the homepage, give me the image in the top left. And some of these requests will go to advertising networks. So, for example, you might send a request over to whoever places ads on the site saying, I'd like whatever content I'm supposed to be getting from you, and they'll serve something back. And while they're doing that, they might do something to track you. And so Do Not Track just adds to this entire process a very small line, that extra bit of information called an HTTP header says, oh, by the way, please don't track me. And that way the advertising network or website and so on knows not to track you.
Mayer says this method of telling advertisers to quit following you isn't new.
The header idea has been floating around for some time. About a year ago, two researchers built an add-on for Firefox that did just this, and that you can go download and install right now. So I think if we see a Do Not Track feature, whether voluntarily supported or built by law, it will look a lot like this.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. 82 websites accused of selling counterfeit music, DVDs, apparel, and sporting goods have been shut down. This as a result of an ongoing crackdown by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Justice Department. And if you see a link on Facebook that says, OMG, now you really can see who viewed your profile, don't click it. It doesn't work. It's a hoax. It floods you with spam, and it accesses your account. OMG. A big welcome to KCUR, Kansas City Public Media, and all listeners who hear it. Glad we could be together. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a tech story you may have missed.
Yeah, John, this is online social networking for toddlers.
Because toddlers so desperately need online social networking.
Don't we all, John? Researchers are experimenting with toddlers and a shape sorter with a square, circle, and triangle. The shapes have icons on them, one for eating, one for sleeping, one for brushing teeth.
Toddler status updates.
Right. And so toddlers will have these boxes in their home. There'll be one toddler with a box in his home and another with a box in her home. So when toddler one wants to post a status update because he's eating dinner, he'll just put the shape with the dinner icon on it into the box, and then it will light up in toddler two's home. So she knows that toddler one is eating.
Because they're toddler friends. Well, do toddlers like this?
They love it. Girls in particular, they're so hooked that they have to take turns.
Oh, training the teenagers of tomorrow today. Thanks a lot, researchers. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.